Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Morgan Chase art collection began in 1959 when David Rockefeller, then president of the Chase Manhattan Bank, established the firm's art program and took the lead in the field of corporate art collecting globally. And it really became the model for other companies all around the world. Today, it's one of the oldest and largest corporate art collections globally, and a broad focus from modern and contemporary paintings, sculpture, works on paper, and photography, which really continues to be the portfolio strength. It's really enhanced by a diverse and eclectic range of artists from every country in which JP Morgan Chase does business, including our own. And in a move that is set to boost local artists here in South Africa, JP Morgan recently unveiled a new exhibition of artworks by South African artists. Now, the man with global responsibility for the management of one of the oldest and most extensive corporate art collections in the world is Mark Rowe, head curator for the JP Morgan Chase art collection, and he joins us now from New York. Evening, Mark.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for having me on the program.
Now, before we talk about this latest move by JP Morgan in South Africa, corporate art curation is more than just having random art on the walls. It really is an active collection that has to tie into some form of strategy and purpose. How do you approach this as head curator for the JP Morgan Chase art collection?
Well, we collect artworks from emerging artists. And the purpose of the collection from the very beginning was always to collect contemporary art, meaning artworks that were being made at the time that we were collecting them. And we have tried to follow that path throughout the collection. It's not only about collecting artworks to put on the walls of our offices, it's also about supporting the arts communities where we have offices. So that has always been part of the strategy.
And in terms of the corporate culture and the corporate identity, how much of a role does that play? Or do you like your art to perhaps rather challenge some established cultural and corporate identity norms?
Absolutely. I mean, right from the very beginning, the idea of a financial institution collecting contemporary art was a pioneering idea. And it definitely, right from the very beginning, challenged people's the employees' ideas of what the workplace would look like, and we continue to do that. We continue to follow the artists where the artists are going, what sort of artworks that they are making, and sometimes this is challenging in the work environment. But that was always part of the intention. It was the artworks are meant to create conversations. Create dialogue, encourage people to think differently.
Now, JP Morgan recently ran their Abu Dhabi Art Development Program. Can you just tell us a little bit more about what the program entails?
Absolutely. The Abu Dhabi program was initiated by the JP Morgan office in South Africa. And the idea with this program was to help local artists with their professional development and with achieving financial sustainability, in effect making them better entrepreneurs. We provided mentorship through the Arts and Culture Trust in Johannesburg. We provided resources through the JP Morgan office. Essentially, we went to the artist and said, you tell us what you need, and we will try to provide that resource to you.
And when you look at the name, Abu Dhabi Art Development, surely that carries some form of significance. What's the story behind the name?
It means creator. And so all of the artists are part of this very long tradition in South Africa of professional artists, but also artists who are making interesting artworks for their own community.
And if you look at this from JP Morgan's perspective, as an investment bank, as a financial services firm, what is the value here on embarking on art development programs for the firm here in South Africa?
It's essentially an investment in the community. It's meant to have a lasting and sustainable impact on the community, as opposed to us simply buying artworks from local artists, which has a good effect as well. Artists always need financial support, but with this program, we're hoping to have a more lasting effect rather than just a short-term impact.
And that's where the mentorship and the entrepreneurial training comes in, because as we know, often creative types perhaps are not the most business savvy and don't necessarily have those skills intuitively. Can you just elaborate on how the mentorship and the entrepreneurial training is being rolled out?
Sure. There is the mentors were had regular meetings, for example, with the artists. First of all, to find out if there was something that they needed that they didn't have, whether that was a certain kind of knowledge or if that was technology support. Whatever it was that the artist needed, the mentors had regular meetings with them to see what they needed and how they were progressing with the project. We also provided through the J.P. Morgan office, we have a lot of experts in many fields who could provide advice, whether it was legal advice, helping with contract language, helping to understand what a contract is and what the obligations and what the advantages are, all of these different areas where we could provide assistance to the artists, gave them the contact to a professional environment, rather than artists who are often stuck in their studios making their art. And then don't know what to do with the art afterwards. So we provided them with a professional context in which to work.
And broadly speaking, have you thought long-term about how the program might evolve? Have you set targets for yourself internally, or are you taking a rather more organic approach?
It's more of an organic approach. We're looking at this as a pilot project, and we're still looking at what worked, what didn't, the best practices in within this kind of program. But we definitely feel that this is something that could be rolled out in many parts of the world.
Well, it's a great investment into the local art community by a global investment bank with the provenance of J.P. Morgan. So, Mark, congratulations and all the best in establishing the program. And look forward to having you back on the show sometime soon, and we can talk about some of your learnings from this initial pilot. Do take care.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's a pleasure.
That was Mark Rowe, head curator for the J.P. Morgan Chase Art Collection.